friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm so excited to have my friend Clay Clark back joining us today because he has some prophecy that is being fulfilled that he wanted to share with you. So that is on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button, and you can become an angel investor there. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Theambermayshow.locals.com. You can also find me on Telegram. I always add more content. So join me at Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So find me on those places. Hey, I just want to say, if you're looking for a good cup of coffee that's going to help you lose weight, provide mental clarity, give you that pick-me-up, then you're going to want to go to acupahealth.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber to save you money at checkout. So it's acupahealth.com, promo code Amber. It has things like antioxidants to help clean out your body from all those environmental toxins. Again, it's going to help you lose weight. What coffee does that? And the best part is it doesn't have any pesticides in it. Yeah, coffee has pesticides. So go to acupahealth.com, use promo code Amber at checkout. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to have Clay Clark join us on the program. Like I told you, I have Clay Clark joining us again. Welcome, my friend, to the program. So glad to have you back.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your attention to detail and your research into the facts in a world that's pretty much dominated by feelings. Thank you so much again for being a fact finder in the world of secular humanism.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, you have been so like involved in so many things. Like, the God has just really brought people to you, including myself. And then he brought the Reawaken tour to you. What is like one of the most, what is a highlight you have had, like the most memorable thing that's happened to you in the last 3 years, you would say?
I don't view them as highlights.
Most memorable.
I'm not trying to be difficult at all. I just want you to know I'm you know, I feel like God has arrested your attention, my attention, a lot of our attention, and put the focus on God. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I look at like the events taking place in Israel as the fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5-6. To me, it just seems so obvious that you have Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, Iran, all coming against Israel at the same time. To me, that seems like Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5-6. So for me, the highlight is getting people into the Bible. You know, more and more people that I talk to are saying, like, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, definitely states that when the Euphrates River is drying up, the false prophet will show up and China and Russia will team up. And I'm like, all right, well done. I mean, our listeners are doing that. They're going, as you've all know, Harari, should we be concerned his name's the prophet? I mean, so all I can say is the biblical awareness or the biblical literacy to me is the highlight so far, as far as if you said, like, what's the overall fruit of mm-hmm. the event, mm-hmm. Of the events. The second I would say is the friendships with mm-hmm. people that are critical thinkers that fear God and nothing else, whether that be someone like yourself or General Flynn or Eric Trump or Don Jr. or Kash Patel or Peter Navarro or Alina Haba, some of these great speakers that speak at our events. By the way, the next one's December 15th and 16th in Tulare, California, which is just outside of Fresno. So it's in Tulare, California. We're talking about a 20-mile drive outside of Fresno. That's December 15th and 16th. We've got just under 500 tickets remaining. But those speakers, they come to these events, and all they want to do is save our country. So when you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you look at getting a ticket, it's fun. I mean, yeah, you might know their name, Roseanne, Jim Brewer, Eric Trump, et cetera. But what I'm most excited about when I go to timetofreeamerica.com and I organize the events, is it's seeing all these wonderful people all coming into an understanding of the greatness of God in the profundity of the Bible being fulfilled. That's exciting to me, are those friendships. And then the third is just meeting so many God-fearing people at the meet and greet when people show up, or when the doors open up at 6 a.m., people show up. I love to just greet everybody, meet everybody. So those are kind of the highlights for me. One, it's the biblical literacy of the average American, the biblical knowledge going up, the biblical awareness going up. Second is meeting so many just wonderful, great patriots. And the third is just, you know, meeting all the people from all over the country that are just normal, critical thinking people beyond the speakers. I love meeting everybody. And I think the speakers have followed the lead of General Flynn, who preaches mission over ego. And so most of the speakers go out there and greet everybody. So I think it's just a real wonderful time of connections. And I don't know. I love those aspects of the Reawakened Tour.
You know, I know somewhat about your life. I don't know everything there is to know about your life, but the things I do know about your life, it's like God's prepared you for such a time as this. And he started you out as a young man doing events with the DJ business and training you because of what you were going to do today. And it's such a cool thing to see what you're doing today and how God has brought all these people to you. I mean, talking about General Flynn and the president's family, and I mean, myself, I'm a little nobody, but like God brought me to meet you. And I just think that is so cool. And he started it out with just you being an entrepreneur and being a businessman. And he used that skill set into what you have done in the last 3 years with the Reawaken Tour and going state by state by state, not just talking about election fraud and medical fraud. But what I love about your heart is you made sure worship was there. You made sure there was baptisms there. You made sure there was prayer time there. And the whole indwelling of the Holy Spirit like fills every single event you've done with the Reawaken Tour.
You know, that's why we do it, is to lead people. I want to expose the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. Ultimately, it's to get people back to God. And so for anybody out there that doesn't know this, one of my longtime, can I share a screen? Can I share something?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of my longtime mentors passed away. Now, we did not agree on a lot of theological things, because this particular man, he just passed away yesterday. He's at the age of 70. And he was personally mentored by Oral Roberts. Okay. So he used to have this church, and I'll play this so people can see this.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you said.
This is Carlton Pearson. And, you know, I used to attend his church. And one day I went to him and I said, hey, Carlton, I'd love if you could teach me how to speak like you. I was like 20 years old. And he said, really? And so he was my speaking mentor. He was my speaking coach, and I learned so much from him. And then at one point he said he was a universalist. So I was like,
ooh,
pastor of the largest church in Tulsa is switching to become a universalist. And I couldn't follow him along that path, because I believe in the Bible. And so it's you know, that's the thing that's maybe the downside of the Reawaken America tour is I want to share the gospel with everybody. And I don't know that I was successful in sharing the gospel with my mentor. But I can tell you this, God certainly used him for me. I mean, with my career, I'll pull it up on the screen here. I built a very large company. I don't own it anymore, but it was a very large, it was an entertainment company, one of the largest wedding entertainment companies in the country. And we were in Tulsa and Texas and Missouri and Arkansas, and we were doing weddings, massive amounts of weddings, like 80 weddings every weekend. And I was organizing all the details that goes into that. And so when you have 80 weddings, you have to think about what equipment will you use, what package will you use, what DJ is going to do the event, what time will the event start at, what kind of insurance do we need to have. There's a lot of logistical details that go into that. So when you're doing 80 weddings a weekend, that was significantly more difficult than the Reawaken America tour by a long shot.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, the tour is much easier. So with the Reawaken tour, the only thing was for the weddings, you know, we charge somebody $600 or $700, and we'd make $150 profit per wedding. So you do 4,000 weddings a year, and that's how you make your money. With the Reawaken tour, it's very different in that I let people name their price. And it's not like some genius marketing move I came up with. I honestly feel that that's what God wants us on the tour to do. Mm-hmm. So just the other day, I got asked by somebody, and this isn't like a bragging on myself or some artificial self-deprecation. It's just a real thing. somebody who has a very large ministry said, you know, could you speak at our church and explain the Great Reset? I said, sure. And then he said, well, how much will you charge? I said, I'm not going to charge. I said, you're not going to charge? I said, no, I just, it's my ministry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I couldn't imagine that Jesus would say, they go, excuse me, Jesus, could you come out here and lay hands on the sick? Ah, now I need a $10,000 speaking fee. So all I know is that I'm not going to let money get in the way of the ministry.
And
so what I'm trying to do here, folks, it does cost a lot of money to put on these events, to fly everybody out here. The security is a next level arm and a leg. I mean, if you're looking for a good way to spend $100,000, get security.
Right.
So you've got security, you got, you know, parking, you got porta potties, you got massive sound systems. And people say, I don't understand where all the expenses come from. I'll just pull it up so you can see. So we'll do Nashville as an example. So Pastor Greg Locke was super generous to let us use his facility. By the way, this is how big the line was at, let me pull it up real quick. This was at like before 5 a.m. So this was, let me see real quick.
Before 5 a.m, I went to his church because he invited me to his movie premiere. And you have to go early and reserve your seat because his church fills up so fast. Exactly. I was there like an hour and a half before service just to find a seat. Incredible.
Well, this was, you know, Pastor Greg Locke's church. Well, you've got to bring in sound and audio and lights at most places, whereas his church, we didn't have to because he's already set up. Now, you look at like Vegas, you know, this was the Vegas tour.
You had to bring in everything.
Oh, my gosh, this was wild.
And then they were weren't they trying to shut you down after everything you went through to, like, put the tour on in the middle of the tour? Weren't they trying to shut you down?
Well, no hotel or venue would let us host the event. So we had to build this massive structure and put up the sound and the lights and the air conditioning in the desert, mind you, to host this event. And then you have to bring in the musicians and the photographers and the videographers and the stage and the sound. And there's just a lot that goes into it. But when you put it all together, what people get is 70 plus speakers over 2 days. And you can name your price. So you can pay whatever price you want to pay. So if you're listening out there and you say, hey, my family and I were in a tight spot.
Yes.
We want to come to this 2-day interactive event. We want to see all 70 speakers, but it's going to be expensive for us just to get there. At our events, you can name your price. And that's why I do these events. And just to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and to lead people back to God. And this is our 22nd event, I believe. And it's kind of like a family reunion at this point.
It is. No, it is. And whenever we go, it is a family reunion. So when it comes to an end, it's kind of going to be sad for all of us, a part of the tour, whether, you know, you're a vendor, a speaker, or in the media room, because we all get back together and it's exactly like that. What's going to be, has God even talked to you yet about your next step after you feel like you fulfilled what you needed to do with the tour? Has God like revealed to you what your next step might be?
Well, what we're trying to do right now is to lead people to Christ. And I want to save Americans, you know, want to lead people to Christ. It'd be great to save America, too. I interviewed Roger Stone a couple of weeks ago, and he said this on the show. We're trying to save the Republic here. Mm-hmm. So I just want to get your thoughts, Roger, on just, you know, maybe I'm exaggerating. We're going to the White House or the gallows.
I think we're either going to the White House or the big house.
It's yep.
Or the other. For anybody who has not had an opportunity to attend a Reawaken America event, I cannot recommend it strongly enough. I mean, I have a 45-year history in American politics. Believe me, I've attended a lot of rallies, a lot of conferences, a lot of convocations, including Republican National Conventions and so on. These are life-changing events. First of all, you have a feeling of camaraderie because you have no idea that there are so many people out there from all over the country who think exactly like you do, who have the exact same fears and aspirations and considerations that you do. Secondarily, the people who do speak at the Reawaken America Tour, like General Flynn, like myself, like Eric Trump, like so many others, we try to be generous with our time. In other words, we're not zooming in and zooming out. I like to stand. I've stood for hours to take selfies, pray with, have be prayed over by individual Christians. It's a very uplifting, edifying experience. And when it comes to health freedom, constitutional freedoms, the real future of the country, you're not going to find this level of expertise. You're not going to find this level of authenticity. And the entire thing, of course, is extraordinarily spiritual. So first of all, they say we are white supremacists. My friends, Pastor Mark Burns and Bishop Leon Benjamin, would find that very interesting, since both of them are African Americans. Secondarily, they say we are Christian nationalists. Let's break that down. We are Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ. We put our faith in him. We believe him to be the Son of God. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Nationalists? Yeah, I guess so. We love our country. We believe it was founded on constitutional Judeo-Christian principles. But bigots? Absolutely, positively not. The bigots are the people outside protesting that we are the ones who are misinterpreting the word of the Lord. We can read. You're the ones who are misinterpreting the word of the Lord. Judge not, lest ye be judged. So this small group of left-wing radical Christians who love to engage in name-calling, they'd be much better off to come on into the conference and listen, if you ask me.
You know what? He experienced some miracles, because was it you that introduced him to God, or the tour that introduced him to God? Because I know him recently. It wasn't like he wasn't like a born again Christian for like his entire life. Because I remember hearing a story from him about how once he really truly accepted Jesus, like all these miracles started happening. I know you experienced a miracle too in your family.
Well, I could say for him, it was, and again, I don't want to get his story wrong on his behalf, but I can tell you, he shares the story that the Billy Graham ministry is where he rededicated his life to Christ. And then he was praying out to God for a presidential pardon. That's the only way he was going to avoid going to prison. And President Donald J. Trump answered the call. So I could just say, you know, the idea that Roger Stone would be on a tour with Eric Trump, General Flynn, Kash Patel, yourself, Jim Brewer, Roseanne. The idea that all these people would be on the same stage at the same time doesn't make a lot of sense. But what's happening is we are living through the fulfillment of a lot of the biblical prophetic aspects of the Bible.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you are trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Hi, this is Vem Miller from the Blood Money Podcast. I'm here to say don't ever miss an episode of the wonderful Amber May Podcast.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So I'm going to shift gears for a second because I really want people to see this. The Bible was written by God, okay, or inspired by God. And so if you open your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6, you'll see that the Bible prophesied Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, Iran, all coming against Israel at the same time. That's happening. Matthew chapter 24 talks about the things that have to happen before the return of Christ. Luke chapter 17, verse 22, 28 through 23. Luke chapter 17, verse 28 through 30 talks about that it'll be like as in the days of Lot, like Sodom and Gomorrah, sexual perversion everywhere before the return of Christ. Genesis chapter 6 tells us that the earth was filled with perpetual violence and wickedness before the flood. And guess what? The word Hamas means violence and perpetual wickedness. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 says that it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. This guy, the guy leading the Great Reset agenda, his name is Yuval Noah Harari. His name actually means, Yuval in Hebrew means father of music. Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means mountain dweller. His name actually means that the father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the top of the mountain. That's what his name means.
Wow.
The guy praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. Amos chapter 1, verse 7 says Gaza will have to be destroyed before the return of Christ. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4 says Gaza has to be destroyed before the return of Christ. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1 says Damascus will be destroyed before the return of Christ. And China decided to team up with Palestine in June of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And since China announced their partnership with Palestine, guess where all the weapons have been going? Into Damascus. Now, folks, if you're out there today and you're having a hard time grasping the idea that China is working with Palestine or the profundity of what that means, you're probably not a listener to your show because your listeners are quick on the uptick. But there are certain people that have a hard time grasping the idea of who's good, who's bad, what's right, what's wrong. Watch this.
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was warmly welcomed in Beijing when he met President Xi Jinping. Abbas is the first Arab leader to visit China this year. Beijing says it wants to play an active role in promoting peace between Palestine and Israel. The two sides marked the visit by announcing a strategic partnership.
China is one of the first countries to recognize the Palestine Liberation Organization and the State of Palestine. With the personal commitment of President Xi and President Abbas, China-Palestine relations has sustained...
Okay, just so we're clear, China is home of forced organ harvesting, re-education camps, endless crimes against humanity. Let's continue.
And the smart cities and the CBDs, like there's form of central bank digital currencies and... Yeah.
This
and
is
Skynet.
Why-
Remember, Skynet's there, right? Isn't Skynet in China?
Skynet is in China, and Skynet is the surveillance system prophesied in the movie called The Terminator. If you don't know this, folks, here's Skynet in China.
Everyone over the age of 16 is required to have an official state-issued ID card that the government now wants to use to centralize all that information. And China is investing heavily in tech companies to help transform that government data into a virtually omniscient surveillance network. One of those companies is Megvii. It recently received a capital investment of nearly $500 million, part of which is from a state-run VC fund. But the name chosen for its premier piece of technology is a bit of a tell. Skynet, yeah. What is that?
The Terminator is the favorite film of our founder. So they use the same name, but they want to put something good into this city.
Get out of here. Unbelievable. So just so we're on the same page, this is what they're doing. You know, the Bible prophesied, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, that the false prophet will want to change the times and the laws. And let it be no mystery, Yuval Noah Harari wants to remove humans from history. Look it up, folks. YNHarari.com says, history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods. All right? So God came down from infinity to introduce down to time. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Yuval Noah Harari wants to remove humans from history. I'm not making this stuff up. The Bible prophesied hyperinflation, Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 through 6, hyperinflation. The Bible prophesied what? The Bible prophesied the mark of the beast. Look it up, folks. There's the Bill Gates patent, W02020060606. If you don't like that, just type in MIT Quantum. MITquantum. When you look that up, you'll be able to see the right there. That's the technology that stores your vaccine records underneath your skin, your medical and financial records under your skin. If you don't like that, the name of the technology being used right now to roll out the CBDCs is called Quant.network. Quant.network. If that isn't scary enough, you just type in MIT CBDCs. So MIT is rolling out the CBDCs. MIT also developed the Quantum Dot. The name of the technology powering this whole system is called Quant.network. And it's all funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Gates. Now, we could sit there and go over example after example after example. So what I'm going to do to respect your listeners' time today is I'm going to send the listeners all 40 examples, actually 41 examples. I'll email it to you right now so you can post it and or not repost it to your listeners. But I'll send that to you right now because everybody out there needs to see this. But also I want to take people's attention just for a second here to a part of the Bible that no one really ever talks about. I don't know why. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. In Revelation 2, verse 13, the Bible tells us where Satan dwells. And I just don't know the average person thinks about that. The Bible tells us where Satan dwells. So where does Satan live is another way to look at it. And the Bible tells us in Revelation 9:11 and Revelation 2:13 that Satan lives in Geneva. That's what the Bible says. Satan lives in Geneva. And CERN is located in Geneva. The World Economic Forum is located in Geneva. The United Nations is located in Geneva. Gavi's located in Geneva. You've all know Harari often speaks in Geneva. Klaus Schwab often speaks in Geneva. The idea of the RNA-modifying nanotechnology shots happens in Geneva. The organization obsessed with putting the RNA-modifying nanotechnology in all vaccines in your body is called Gavi, and they're based in Geneva. This is all happening in Geneva. Wow. It's because that's where Satan dwells, Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, Revelation 2, verse 13. And again, the Bible tells you in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, that when the Euphrates River dries up, that's when China and Russia will team up. Now, for anybody out there that doesn't know this, okay, you have this guy by the name of Macron, and he's become very good friends with Yuval Noah Harari. So Emmanuel Macron, watch this, folks. This will blow your mind.
Are you on the U.S. or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the US and China. We need a single global order.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. You know, lots of people, you mentioned populist leaders, they are very much in favor now of building walls and building fences on the borders. We need a wall on the border, but not between countries. We need a wall on the border between humanity and the viruses. Mm. If a virus anywhere in the world breaches this border and infects a person in South Africa or in Indonesia or in Brazil, anywhere, this places everybody in danger.
If you vote for populist strongmen to divide society and dismantle the state, this is the danger. That when you need the state most, they will no longer be there.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, from the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
from the UN Human Rights Council.
In the mind of populists, any global cooperation is almost like treason.
All right, we got the theories, but how does that explain the wars? The U.S. are still the...
All right, so Emmanuel Macron, whose name means God with us and the mark. That's his name. Emmanuel Macron means God with us and the mark. Look at his name. Emmanuel, God with us. John, gift from God. Michael, who is like God. Frederick, peaceful ruler. Macron, a written or printed mark. He's hanging out with Yuval Noah Harari, the father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop, is hanging out with God with us and the mark. So if you're out there today and you're saying, I don't know, I need more evidence. I just sent them to you. I sent it to you. You can look it up, folks. It's Mark chapter 13, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, Luke chapter 21, and Matthew chapter 24. And if you want to learn more about the Reawaken America tour, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and you can name your price. So hopefully that's a low enough price for everybody out there. You just go to timetofreeamerica.com. Just under 500 tickets remaining. I will be driving 23 hours to get to the Reawaken America tour. I would say the average attendee travels from at least a plane ride away to get there or longer. I mean, you talk about an audience of 3,000 people. I'd say 2,000 of them are from out of town. I encourage you folks, get those tickets right now. Time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. And if you want to get inspired here for Thanksgiving, you want to get inspired to do what's required, you can download and watch the Reawaken America tour for free documentary tonight. You can watch the documentary, the Reawaken America tour. Or documentary for free featuring General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Archer Pulowski, Mel Kay, others. You can watch it for free at timetofreeamerica.com. A lot of information there, but hopefully we dropped a couple knowledge bombs that the average person does not know.
Well, I appreciate your time, Clay. Thanks for stopping by the show today.
You are the best.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.